Hey, hello everybody. Welcome to our podcast, Train Lang English. I'm really happy today to have my good friend Johnny with me. Johnny,
hey,
how are
you? Oh, Matthew. Oh, super happy. Eh? We are back together to do a podcast.
Oh, the old team is reunited. Very good, Johnny. Well, it's been a long time. So briefly, tell the listeners, Johnny, what's happened in your life? What's new with you?
Wow, what's new with me? Just amazing. No, not big changes. We are fine. Everything is okay. Just enjoying teaching online and Trainland. So we have a lot of students just coming and starting and
This is a busy time of year. Huh?
Busy time to
be learning a language.
It's true.
Very good. Well, let me just take care of our responsibilities first, because we want to remind everybody that in Trainlang puedes aprender inglés con un profesor privado de calidad y en un campus online destinado para aprender y hablar rápido con el mínimo esfuerzo. Y tenemos un montón de herramientas disponibles, cursos de inglés, diferentes niveles, webinars grupales cada semana con juegos, diferentes maneras de aprender el idioma y pasarlo bien también. Así que tenemos ganas de veros aquí en Trainlang. Good. But today, Johnny, we have a very interesting subject to get our teeth into. Could you tell the listeners what we're going to be talking about?
Well, yeah, we are going to talk about phrasal verbs. Scary, no? Scary for many. For many of our learners, no, just phrasal verbs are a bit difficult, no, Matthew?
Yes, they are. I think they're one of the hardest things actually within English to learn, because they often don't have any logic. No, the verb and the preposition don't mean what you know those words mean normally. So it's a challenge. But hopefully, in our pod today, we're going to help you with some tips and tricks to make it a bit easier. And we're going to start off by taking you to a cafeteria, I think, no?
That's the setting, yeah. This is our friend Santi, no? He always put us in strange settings, so.
So you have to use your imagination, guys, okay? We're in a very cool cafe in the center of Madrid, enjoying a relaxing cup of coffee. Good. So here we go. Let's dive into it.
Let's go.
So today we're diving into phrasal verbs, those short but tricky phrases that native speakers, they use them all the time. So whether you've heard someone say, let it go, or come on, pick up the pace, well, phrasal verbs are everywhere.
That's right, Matthew. They're especially common in TV shows, movies, and everyday conversations. So in today's episode, we'll show how to use phrasal verbs naturally and explore their origin. So we will learn a little bit about grammar history and share some famous quotes that feature them. So let's get started then.
Let's get started, Johnny. Okay. And we're going to have a quick change of setting. Okay. So forget the cafeteria in the center of Madrid. We're now in Johnny's luxury penthouse suite. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So imagine that. And we're just deciding what film to watch. Okay. So, Johnny, here we go. Oh, look at this one. The Goonies. Johnny, it's a classic adventure. You know, my friend told me it holds up really well. Even today. Have you seen it?
Well, of course I've seen it, Matthew. Who hasn't? It's a great film, but let's find something we haven't watched a million times already, Matthew.
Okay, fair enough. What about Back to the Future? You know, I remember someone saying it picks up right after the first movie. That's a solid choice.
Definitely, but didn't we watch it just last month? You're scrolling too much, man. Just pick something.
Wait. Hold on. Look at this. Johnny, you're going to love this one. Paddington 2. Oh. Everyone says it pulls off being both heartwarming and funny. And it's rated like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. What do you think?
Well, Matthew, I think you're doing everything by choosing a movie. It's not that hard, man.
Okay, okay. What about this one? The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Okay. I haven't watched it yet, but someone once said, it really inspires you to chase your dreams. Wow, that sounds cool, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds great. But are we actually going to watch something tonight or just talk about it?
All right, fine. Let me just check the ratings on Metacritic first. I want to make sure it's good.
Nope, I had enough of this. Look, I'm picking something randomly right now.
Wait, what did you pick? Is it good? What's it about?
Look, there's only one way to find out.
How?
Oh, by watching the show.
Okay. Johnny, I think we could do some kind of little sitcom comedy together, no?
We
could
we can.
Okay, very good. So let's get into the grammar explanation. Did you guys hear any phrasal verbs in our conversation? Because we used one or two. Let's break down what phrasal verbs actually are. Okay, so we have a definition. Let me just get my slide. Okay, good. What are they? Well, it combines a verb and a particle. Normally, it's a preposition, or it could be an adverb. And when we combine these two together, we create a phrase that has a new meaning. Example. Okay, so pick up. Now, it doesn't just mean to lift something physically. It can also mean to continue. So maybe we could say, and I think in our conversation, we said the story picks up in chapter two. It continues in chapter two.
You're right. And they can be also separable and inseparable, which means the object can go between the verb and the particle in some cases, but that's not always. So I think we have a few examples. You have the let go. No. We have the famous Frozen. Do you want to sing that one, Matthew?
I'm going to save that one to the end, Johnny. I think
no, the let it go. No, so then there we have no, just the particle. It's between. No, so we don't say let go it, but let it go. No? Okay. And it means release, no, or move on. Then we have also break up. Friends are seeing that one. No? We're on a break. That's our friends, no? That's in a relationship. And I think in our conversation, for example, we use holds up, no? With the Goonies. You said the Goonies holds up really well.
I did, Johnny. You're right. Yeah, that's a good one.
So that one, no? Just means stands the test of time. You can watch it any time that it's always. It holds up always. You mentioned picks up before. Pulls off. It pulls off being heartwarming. I think you mentioned that one with Paddington 2. To manage, to succeed. No, he chased after his dream with one of the other films. I think that was the one about the Walter Mitty picture. No, that we said something like that. No, he chased after his dream, so he pursued. And we have many more, no? We have many more.
We do. Johnny, you covered a few good ones there. Huh? Fantastic. Now, maybe you think, oh, man, this sounds difficult. Knowing whether to break them, to keep them together, where does the particle go in the middle, at the end? But you know what? They're really quite easy. And the more you practice them and start to use them in your conversation, they're going to become second nature. Okay, I think, Johnny, you've got a challenge for the audience today.
Yes, right? We have. I see that we have some someone watching right now live, so we want to ask you, no? It's your turn. So which phrasal verb would you use to complete this sentence? Okay. I give you the sentence in Spanish, okay, and I give you the options in English. Okay. So the sentence in Spanish is, mis amigos siempre me cuando necesito ayuda. Okay? Mis amigos siempre me cuando necesito ayuda. Dejamos ese gap ahí. Y las opciones serían A, pull up, B, break down, and C, buck up.
Okay, good. The challenge is set. And I think we have, just looking at the comments there from our listeners, I recognize Noemi, super English German teacher, watching, listening. So I'm sure she knows the answer to this one. Huh? Noemi, what do you think? Okay, well, if you do know the answer, send us a message. Huh? Get in touch. We'd love to hear. At the end of the pod, we will reveal the answer. Okay, Johnny, you have an important announcement to make, I think.
Yes, amigos, we do a pause here. Now, if you're enjoying this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends. Your support keeps us going. So we know that many are enjoying our podcast, not only just the English podcast, but also we have the Chinese and the Japanese podcast, and people love them, Matthew.
They're really popular, huh? Yeah. Oh, Johnny. You know, I've got to start listening to the Japanese one. I said last time I was on, I was going to do that. And I'm definitely going to start listening. I want to learn a few phrases in Japanese.
And you know who is becoming really, really famous?
Oh.
Stefan.
Stefan. He's back.
I think he's back. And I think people recognize his voice, you know, just so now. But yeah, it's just a point, yeah. Stefan is back, and some people we will enjoy having him.
Okay. We've missed him.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, let's continue with our phrasal verbs. We have the origins of phrasal verbs. Where do they come from? Okay, well, they come from Old English. It seems that back in the day, short words like prepositions combined with verbs to create vivid everyday meaning. And they were used a lot in ordinary speech. So that's why they've become so common in our speech today.
Yeah, you're right. And for native speakers, they're natural. But for learners, they're tough. Why? Well, because in languages like, for example, Spanish, you know, especially with us, verbs often stand alone with extra particles.
Yeah, exactly. So it can be strange to understand the meaning. But once you start to use them, you'll notice how common they are in speech. People use them all the time. And if you're able, just maybe even with one or two, to incorporate them in your conversations, it's going to just raise your level of English and make you sound more native. Okay, good. Let's talk about some famous quotes with phrasal verbs. And I think maybe, Johnny, I showed the slide a little bit too earlier. So let's just go back to this one here, Johnny. Let it go.
Yeah. Let it go. Yeah, it's right. It's right. So that's why now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's a film I've never seen. And if I'm able, I'm not going to watch, but I'm sure many of our listeners have seen it. Frozen, let it go. What does it mean, Johnny, to let it go?
Well, let go, the meaning is to move on, no? So right. to release or move go. The phrasal verb is let go, and as we said, we can add the particular the particle in between. No?
Okay. Hey, good, Johnny. Thank you. Okay, the classic Friends. Johnny, I have to ask you, who was your favorite character in Friends?
Oh, you know, I have to tell you, I was not Friends. No, I don't know why. I know people are going to hate me. No, Friends was not one of my favorite.
Really, Johnny, amazing. Well, okay, I'm gonna give one for you then.
Okay,
for me, it was Joey. Had to be Joey. He was the best. But anyway, I think this phrase comes from Ross, if I remember correctly. Huh? We're on a break. So if we're talking about a relationship and someone says we're on a break, it means the relationship has ended.
Yeah.
Or at least for that moment, you're not together with the person. So yeah, we were on a break. Not on holiday, but a break, an end in the relationship. Johnny, what about suit up? What does that mean?
Suit up, Avengers. Wow, yeah. I imagine that many of our friends have watched this Avengers movies, no, with all those characters. But suit up, no, just to get dressed formally for action, no. So get ready for action.
Okay, yeah. Very good. It's what we say before we come into the pod. Suit up. Let's go. Okay, and I think One of Stefan's favorite films, he's included here, Mortal Kombat. I have to be honest, I haven't seen this. I haven't seen this one. But anyway, get over here is the phrasal verb. What does it mean, Johnny?
Well, to come to a place quickly, though. So get over here. Just,
Very good. Very good. Fantastic. Okay. And there's plenty more. So maybe you can set a goal this week when you're watching TV or you're watching a film. See how many phrasal verbs you can hear. How many you hear. Okay, now, Johnny, you left us hanging. You left us hanging with a question a few moments ago. What was the question? Just remind us, please.
Yeah, the question was, in Spanish, the sentence was, mis amigos siempre me, cuando necesito ayuda. So the options that we gave to the friends was, they always pull up, they always break down, they always buck up.
Okay, very good. And the correct answer was, Johnny, please tell us.
Well, my friends always buck me up when I'm in trouble.
Right.
So good, if you just use this one, no, buck me up, not buck up me. Okay. Remember, we use the particle in between because this is a separable phrasal verb.
Hey, that's important. Otherwise, it has no meaning at all.
No meaning at all. Yeah.
So you need to get that right. Very good. And Johnny, what's the meaning? And my friends always back me up. What do we mean?
To back up, it's to help, no? To be there, to support, to help you, no? In Spanish, diríamos, mis amigos siempre me apoyan cuando necesito ayuda, no? So we would use that verb, no? Maybe, I think,
Yeah, good. Fantastic. Okay, so try to use that today. If you've got an English class or you're having a conversation with someone, see if you can slip that phrasal verb in. No? The Train Lang podcast, always back me up. Mm. Always back me up. Okay, good. Right, let's do a review preview. Today, we've talked about phrasal verbs, how we can use them, and how they show up all the time in popular culture. So try to practice. Make you sound more natural.
And next time, we'll tackle the present perfect simple and continuous. And to make it fun, we'll connect it with two TV shows that have shaped pop culture. So don't miss that one.
Very good. Now, Johnny, we must remind everybody, because this week is an important week, especially Friday. Black Friday. And Cyber Week. So we've got some amazing promotions going on at the moment. Huh?
Yeah, it's true. So you have to visit Train Lang and book one of our courses, because this week, no, it's a special week with very good discounts. Yeah,
very good, very good. So we encourage you to do that. Now, if anybody wants to have a lesson, to book a course, Johnny, where do they need to go?
Well, they have to go to www.trainlang.com, and then you can just you can even book a free trial class with one of our super teachers. So do a class with Matthew, with me, with Stefan, with Aline, with Santi. Let me think. Yeah, with Santi too. No, so then yeah, you can learn English with any of us. You will enjoy. You will enjoy.
Yeah, we recommend it, especially the webinars, because you can meet other people at the same level as you and practice everything that you've learned. So definitely check out the webinars. Johnny, thank you very much. That's been a blast.
Yeah, fantastic. So see you next time, amigo.
Thank you very much. See you next time, guys. Goodbye. Bye-bye.